This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Polling for the general elections to Lok Sabha and state assemblies of Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh concluded this evening. In the seventh and last phase of general elections, polling was held in 57 Lok Sabha constituencies spread over 7 states and 1 union territory beside 42 seats of Odisha Assembly. Polling was held for 13 seats, each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh. Starting from 19th of April, in the past 43 days, people across 542 constituencies out of 543 voted to elect their representatives to the 18th Lok Sabha. In Surat, the BJP candidate was elected unopposed. According to the Election Commission, overall 59% voter turnout was recorded in today's polling. State-wise polling percentage is West Bengal nearly 70%, Jharkhand nearly 70%, Himachal Pradesh over 67%, Odisha and Chandigarh nearly 63%, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh nearly 56%, Bihar nearly 51%. A total of 904 candidates were in the fray in this phase. Prominent among them are Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, party leaders Anurag Singh Thakur, Ravi Shankar Prasad and Kangna Ranaut, Congress leaders Manish Tiwari and Vikramaditya Singh, RJD leader Mesa Bharti and Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee. Polling also took place for the remaining 42 seats of Odisha Assembly in the fourth phase. In addition, Assembly by-elections for 6 constituencies in Himachal Pradesh and 1 seat in each in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal were also held. The counting of votes for Lok Sabha elections 2024 and state legislative assemblies of Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by-elections to assembly constituencies will be held on Tuesday starting 8 a.m. onwards. The counting of votes for assembly elections of Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh will begin from 6 a.m. tomorrow. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Elections Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, have reviewed the counting day preparations with all chief electoral officers and returning officers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he is confident that the people have voted in record numbers to re-elect the NDA government. In a thread of social media posts today, Mr. Modi said that people have seen our track record and the manner in which our work has brought about a qualitative change in the lives of the poor, marginalized and downtrodden. The Prime Minister said that people have also seen how the reforms in the country have propelled India to being the fifth largest global economy. Mr. Modi said that he specially appreciates India's Nari Shakti and Yuva Shakti. Their strong presence at the polls is a very encouraging sign. Ahead of counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls on Tuesday, the opposition India Bloc today held a meeting in New Delhi and expressed confidence that they will win over 295 Lok Sabha seats. Briefing media after the meeting, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said they discussed a range of issues including elections and challenges they might face ahead. He said they have also decided to participate in Lok Sabha exit poll debates on the TV channels this evening. After the meeting, AAP convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal claimed that the India Bloc is moving forward to form a strong government at the centre. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and NCP-SCP leader Sharad Pawar were among those who attended the meeting. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the heat wave condition prevailing in many regions is an extreme weather condition causing distress to people. The president said that she is saddened to learn of several deaths due to the extreme weather. In a social media post, President Murmu said that it is heartening to note that the administration at various levels has responded to the situation with alacrity and taken steps to help those exposed to the heat. Civil society, as always, has also come forward to offer relief. The president expressed hope that workers, farmers, on-duty officials and people at large are sheltered from the heat stress to the extent possible. In badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma bagged the women's singles title of the Bonn International Badminton Tournament in Germany today. The young Indian shuttler defeated Wang Pei-Yu of Taiwan in straight sets 21-19, 22-20. This is the first senior title for the 15-year-old Tanvi. And with that, we end this news bulletin.